According to Brad Dutcher, first vice president of United Auto Workers Local 95, GM's Janesville plant was already looking at cutbacks in SUV production next month.
We were looking at possibly putting 350 to 400 people to the street. So with these incentive packages, that gets the older senior folks that want to go out of the plant, so it comes at a great time for us.
Dutcher says if more than 400 workers leave the Janesville plant, layoffs may not be necessary. He says right now, nearly 600 people on the workforce have 30 or more years experience and would qualify for retirement incentives of $45,000 to $62,000, depending on if they're production workers or in skilled trade positions. New hires would likely make $14 an hour, roughly half what senior employees are making. But, Dutcher adds,
there's an excess pool of people from closed plants floating around the country that have the first opportunity to come to our plant. If we can't fill our openings after that, then General Motors would be in the position to hire off the street. Then depending on where those folks are hired, that would dictate the rate that they made.
Dutcher adds, so far, no one's mentioned any more plant closings. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.